Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello there and welcome. It is our Saturday night edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. So happy to have you all with us, blog talkers. Welcome. Is it working? Or you Facebookers. We're happy to have you too. So Jim is checking comms right now. Is it?
It's fine, but
okay.
That's not like a toy. Do we need to get you a little toy up here, Slinky?
I think so. All right. Anyway, as you can tell, he's still packing.
But I'm just leaving my body now. That's good. Right.
As for me,
as you were.
I'm like 2 days behind him. Well, this would be the third day, yeah. And we weren't even sure if we were going to do a show. I mean, I was off my feet most of the day. But I feel better, and I enjoy coming to see all of you. So I'm going to get us all started here in just a moment. Okay, yes, we've got a list.
A big list.
Okay. So I want to remind everyone, we're using ordinary playing cards. All right, not tarot, not oracle, not any of the other systems that are out there. And I know there's many fantastic systems.
Symptoms.
I'll get it right.
So if you have any symptoms out there.
Yes. Also, I'm going to use a 24-card layout for your reading, for your questions. So when you do call or turn to Facebook, just give me a moment or two to get that set up. It's what I prefer to do. Others who do shows, I understand they enjoy just peeling off like 2, 3, 4 cards. I prefer the whole layout that I use in one-on-one sessions. Now, of course, during those sessions, we would repeatedly lay the cards out. But for our purposes here, and the time constraint involved, we'll have to keep it to 1 to 2 questions right at the start. So hey there, Mr. Jimbo, you ready for me to toss you the ball, ball?
I want to remind everybody the show is for informational and educational purposes only.
Yes.
Also, I'd like to remind you folks out there, if you're an international caller or an international Facebook viewer, let us know and we'll give you a live international shout out. And I don't have any to give right now. That's the first time.
Oh, I know.
But they will come. Book them. They will come. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. When you call in, as many have already, you'll be told you can listen to the show while you wait. If you hear the show, everything's working as it is. If you hear nothing, hang up, dial again. That's always the rule of thumb. There should never be silence. Let's see what else we want to talk about. Oh, Facebook folks, we'll try. Try to accommodate you folks that can't call in. Typically, it's international. Well, not everybody can call in, even the people that are domestic for whatever reason. So we'll try to make time for you messenger folks. Can't say when, where, how long, or whatever. But just be ready when we do make that call.
All right.
All right. We prefer that you do audio or video messenger in because it's so quick and it's... You'll see. If anybody's ever done the type thing on here, it's very slow, very delayed, a lot of wait time, and you don't get a good reading, and she doesn't get good input to give you a good reading. So it's just the way it works. So if you can call in, video in, when we do make that switch, that's going to work out the best for you. That is the sound of harps. So when you hear that, your reading with Deborah is concluded. So if you need to Google concluded, you can. but it doesn't mean ask more questions. Like I tell you that, you won't find that definition. So when you hear the harps, you gotta let it go, let the reading go. And I will give you the angel card before we move on. Tonight's flavor of angel card is the healing angel card. These are pretty decent.
I like them.
We like them. I got to take care of a snot bugger.
Another one. I don't see it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we do have a very nice person joining us from Australia. I hope I said it right. We tend to slaughter names here, but not on purpose.
Well, you take care of that while I ban this person.
Okay. Yeah, we're glad to have you.
International shout out. You got to say, make it official.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just learning. I'm a trainee here.
You're sitting here the whole time.
Yeah, it's nice to have you. You're only a newbie here once. After that, you're just part of the family. So, Jim is taking care of, what do you call them?
Jackwads.
No, I mean, what are they? They're scammers?
Jackwads.
Okay, jackwads.
Asswipes.
Okay, that too.
Lots of bad names. People that come in here and say, I feel drawn to you. You must inbox me for a free reading and blah, blah, blah. It's all, you can tell it's automated, boom.
That is such bad form.
And it starts nailing everybody that's said a word in there.
Come to somebody else's, show,
Jackpot.
And you're going to start poaching customers out of the audience? Oh, no.
So I hide the comment, and I go on their actual webpage and
yes.
Ban them and any subpages they could create when they think they're slick. So, yes, them. All right. Enough of that poopiness. Let's get on to the good stuff.
All right. Let's
going
do.
To area code 703. First caller is in Virginia, 703. Welcome to the show.
Well, hello there. Who are we
talking? It's Andrea. We're like family.
Yes. Hi. Yes, you are.
Indeed.
Yes.
Andrea doing?
What's happening?
Oh, man. This job, I don't know what to do. I'm this close to just walking out and never coming back. It's so bad.
Oh.
Yeah, one of the coworkers, I don't even know her. She's very short with me, has an attitude, is very, snippy, and I don't know. I mean, it's every day something different. And the hours, I mean, she can't even give me a straight answer what the hours are. I mean, she was it's just bad all around. So I had someone reach out to me Friday again with a possible job interview. So I only have two interviews set up, but I don't know.
To
start, you got to start somewhere.
That's right.
It gives you hope. It gives you hope to have those. You must have hope.
Let me take a look for you.
You got to have hope to put up with the madness.
I came into some extra money, this last couple days. So I don't know. I mean,
I'm with you. I know she's tempted.
I'll tell you my
tempted to just walk, but I understand.
Yes. And
it would be nice if you could. I didn't finish my little train of thought there, derailer.
Maybe
she gets so mad at me all the time.
Pearls before swine, my dear.
Yeah, I don't even know what the hell that means. But anyway,
I did that once before when I bought my house. I walked out on the job thinking I'd get another one, and I didn't get one for almost 8-9 months, and that put me way behind. So I can't do that again. But I'm close to doing it.
Right. I know you want it so bad, but it's too risky. Like you just said, you've experienced that. Oh, that can go wrong.
Yeah.
Yep, I hear you. All right, well, hopefully the cards can give you some inspiration to have to walk back into that door again on Monday.
Yeah. Right now I would say, why don't you take that girl in the back somewhere ask her, what the hell is your problem? What have you got to lose?
Yeah, I don't know.
But I think you should. Oh, and I counted wrong. Let me redo them.
Oh,
as we're talking. Remember, I'm full of drugs right now.
Yeah, that's it. She wishes she was.
Andrea, seriously, maybe have a face off with her. And
like a duel to the death.
No.
Just like, hey. Talk to me. What is your problem? We're in a room.
Well, so I have an opportunity to have a Zoom interview. I think this girl's going to try to set up a Zoom interview with it. It's a contract. But, it pays a couple dollars an hour. The potential when it's contract to perm, that they will even pay 100% medical benefits. So and more money. So she said, it's a Zoom interview, like one and done. So if they like you in the Zoom interview, they're going to offer you the job, you know, right then and there. So I don't know. I'm trying to, you know. I don't know. I'm trying to set it up. I told her, I said, look, I don't have an office space to sit in for an interview. I could sit in my car. You know, she goes, well, that's not really the ideal thing. But, I mean, all I can really do, I can maybe sit in the stairwell when no one's going to come up and down the stairs, you know, or something, I mean, a little less private. But so I'm trying to set that. I mean, or I could wait till Friday because I'm off Friday. I'm going to a wedding, so I'm off Friday. If they can hold off till Friday, I don't know. That some people just can't because they need to hire somebody. So right. I don't know. That's another option. But
when are they getting back to you, Andrea?
I don't know. I have this discussion on Friday with her, so I don't know yet.
Well, you know, if you get a hold of her Monday and they say, you know, let's do this Tuesday, maybe you might have to have a doctor's appointment Tuesday to
sure.
go for a couple hours.
Well, I have an interview. I already have an interview Tuesday and Wednesday at lunchtime around noon. So I already told the lady, said I'm going to have whatever doctor's appointment. I'll just call in sick, you know, I mean, call out sick or, you know, whatever.
Right. Cough and snot right up in the air. I might have COVID. What do you guys think?
Your job is coming. It is really coming. Fast to you, the new job, you're going to love it. So whenever you can, you know, arrange a time to get away from there to do your interviews, I think it could very likely be the Zoom job. So
the interview she's trying to nail down.
I mean, the Zoom
interview thing that she's trying to finalize.
Yeah, I'm going to email her now. I know it's a weekend, but I'll email her and say, look, if they really want to set up an interview, can we do it early as possible, and I'll just, or late as possible, and I'll just, you know, call out sick or something, you know? I mean, hey, I don't really care, you know?
Yeah, exactly. First thing in the morning, you can say, I'm going to be a couple hours late. I'm not feeling too good.
Yeah, I'm not feeling so well. I have a headache, whatever. I'll be in a little, you know, a couple hours late or something.
The D word. Nobody wants to hear about diarrhea. So the minute you say I'm held to the bathroom, they're like, okay, just go away now.
A lot of times I would say, if I come to work, the men's bathroom is way too far away from my desk for me to come into work.
That's
way too far away. Not going to happen.
So, I'm very convinced, looking at your cards, that it's going to happen this week. It's got to happen this week.
But it has to. She would love it to. She's got interviews early, for sure, scheduled already, and then she wants to nail this one down.
Beck in Australia is saying gastro, like you've got a stomach issue. Gastroenteritis, something like that. They don't want to hear about that. That you're puking your heart out. they don't want to know that. So, I just have faith now. Big time faith. That is a song, isn't it?
Yeah, that's Michael.
Yeah. And you watch and see. I really feel good about this for you. I really do. And so, I can't wait for you to call and say, guess what?
I know.
Yeah.
When you say when people manifest, I can see myself going there and the end of the day with a letter saying, I'm sorry, this isn't the job for me. I was offered, you know, it's not going to work out or just not the job for me. I can see myself doing this. So the more I see it, the more it's going to happen.
That's right.
And they'll make you feel much happiness.
Oh, gosh, you're going to love it. Yeah. So, and Catherine on our Facebook, she's saying, make sure you've got your ducks in a row before you tell your coworkers or co-employees to blow you. So
absolutely. Because I did that the first time when I bought my house and in 2007 and didn't even realize. But I was like, I had all this extra money and I quit my job thinking, I can get one easily, not a problem. Well, it took me 8-9 months to get another one and I put myself in a hole. So I know I can't do that again. I just want to so bad.
Right.
I got some extra money, like, you know, then I got some extra money, then I have my taxes coming back, but I don't want to burn through that either. So, but if I have to call out sick or whatever, I will do that. But yeah, I can't burn myself, but I just want to, oh my God, it was so bad.
All right, well, here comes Jim.
Here comes your healing angel card, divine intervention. You may feel frustrated because something stalls or comes to a standstill. Progress seems painfully slow. Yet this is a blessing. It is divine intervention at work. When the timing is in perfect harmony, all will come to fruition.
Wow, look at that.
I love fruit.
Oh, yeah, that's really good.
I like fruitation.
Yeah, that's a great card.
All right.
Okay. Yes.
All right.
So, yeah,
thank you.
Yep.
Happy all Saturday.
Right. Hang okay. in there.
Like it.
All right. Bye.
Oh, yeah. Getting a new job.
But she's happy, though. She's not scared.
And, boy, if you're in the wrong job, it can really be like a bad marriage.
Like she wants it so bad she can taste it.
What do you do here, Jim, when you can't make it says, I mean, they're not showing you the chance to make a comment. Yeah, I don't know.
Right there.
No? Oh,
see,
there
you
it
had
is.
To, had,
oh, I have to say. I,
you had
I,
to acknowledge me, you know, that maybe, right. maybe, I don't know. It happens every once in a while.
Somebody new here.
All right, we're going to go to area code 651, Minnesota. 651,
oh,
welcome.
Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Hi, welcome.
Welcome.
Hi.
And you are?
Christiana.
Well, hello.
Christiana.
Yes, how are you?
I'm good. I just wanted an update. It's a similar question pertaining to housing, and I'm just wondering if the cards show what they show about is it going to be cleared, my rental history from about two or three different people, and will my payment method be cleared because they need a faxed receipt from that I paid for my card that I get my money on. So it's like they're pretty picky, but
yeah.
I'm just wondering if you see this going through and you could actually get
all right, let's do it.
So basically paperwork stuff, all the administrative things, are they going to be in order for her to
okay.
to get?
While I'm doing this, we have a new international individual with
oh, Danielle in the UK, international shout out. Welcome, Danielle.
Isn't that Daniel?
It is Daniel. It is Daniel.
Daniel, yes.
I mean, it could be Daniel-san if I was like Mr. Miyagi.
All right, this is for Christiana.
All right. Anyway, all right. Yes, welcome, international shout out. Oh, God, it looks like
wait.
Daniel.
Well, yeah, that song.
Must be in my eyes. All right.
And what's the one where...
Smelton John.
Is that the one where Daniel's waving goodbye?
Yes. I can see the red taillights, which...
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking the airplane's red tail. I guess they do have little lights on the tail of the plane. I guess that's what he's talking about. But anyway, I don't need to analyze Elton John songs.
The only song of his I don't like is that Little Genie.
What?
That song about Little Genie.
I don't know that one.
I think it's like not a genie in a bottle, but I think it's about a girl name.
Okay, I trust you. That one's not
for some
ringing
reason
bells.
It does not resonate.
Well, Daniel says he gets Danielson quite a lot.
He does.
Everybody's a comedian. Yep, they like to take names and do stuff. Danielson.
I'm not getting any of these.
But so yeah, remember what happens when I get that? I got to. Oh, you drive to the community standards again. Maybe you
come on.
Do it. Say I understand.
Yeah.
I'll try it.
That's right.
Type something. Say hello.
Hello.
Which, no, she already saw. You saw. She
yeah,
said, head in
yes, I see that.
Mm. All right. Daniel, my brother. Of course, he didn't have a Daniel as a brother. Who am I? I keep up with my list. It keeps
you know, I don't
growing.
Know. To tell you the truth, hon.
Uh-oh.
I'm thinking it's something more like, and you aren't going to like it.
Mm.
Ageism. They see you looking, and I know they're not. I've been a rental agent. You're not supposed to discriminate on how people look and that sort of thing, but I think it might be turning out that you are too young and look too much like a wild party girl, which isn't right. Because for some reason, now I want to be wrong, all right, for you, because I know you want this.
Of course you do.
So badly, but there is something here that is kind of saying no.
Well, you know, a lot of times they have ties. like, wow, all four of these candidates would be fine, but who am I going to pick?
True, and they might go for the little old lady.
Like a little lady.
Who isn't going to be trouble to anybody.
She's been renting at the other place for 13 years and never missed a day.
Yeah.
Or anything like
well,
that.
Well, it's not but like I'm not 20 and I'm, you know, I'm 37 now. So.
But darling,
you are right. But
you look really young. I've seen your pictures on Facebook. You really do look young, like 23.
Oh, I've had some shit sticker party stuff when I was 37. So things that I'm not proud of, but it was good times.
Let's have you do this again. Call us, you know, in a few days.
Sure.
And we'll do it again.
Keep checking.
Yeah.
Okay, I will. Thank
yes.
you.
All right, honey. And wait now. Don't
do not do
anywhere.
Not depart.
Okay.
The subject is the unknown. Do not fear the unknown. This is a time of deep exploration and transformation. Unfamiliar territory leads to new horizons.
That's good.
I think she's in that right now, that unknown territory right now, in limbo land. Well, I wish you luck. And like Deb said, you keep on these questions, and they get clearer and better information
yeah.
as it goes. Sometimes the first time, she doesn't really see it. Like, doesn't look good, but she didn't have a lot of details. You call back
mm-hmm.
again. They have more details.
And I think what you said makes a lot of sense.
Who?
That they might keep her on the waiting list and give it to a more...
I'll be honest. Well, I was managing the department, and I'm going to go for the oldest person that has a great, great, they've been renting their whole lives. They got freaking rental histories all month. They got this steady, giant income that they can just slap
yeah.
taxes down. They just made my life, I can breathe easier. I'm going to go with that as a manager, apartment manager, whether it's right or wrong. Now, I'm saying if I was apartment, no, if I was a guy, I'd pick out the hot chicks and let it out to them. If it was up to me, in reality,
you'd
but
be establishing your hair. Of-
there'd be hot chicks over that apartment complex,
and hopefully a swimming pool, so they could wear like a Band-Aid for a swimsuit.
Yes, yes. Tops are optional.
Yep. There
okay.
you go.
All right. All right. Well, thank you so very much. But then it would I'll kidding aside, please call
we'll
back.
We'll check it again.
Yeah, please call back.
Okay, thank you.
All right, honey.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And sure.
Yeah, there. Did you hear what Sue
yeah.
Catherine saying?
Uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely. You want?
She's saying apartment managers, and they say their favorite tenants are little old ladies
yep.
who have a little dog.
Or from London. Well, I bet a lot of them are like,
yeah.
not, a lot of them love no pets. But, you know, little ladies, little dogs can be little, you know, but little barkers, little Bob Barkers. Laura from London, welcome.
Yes, welcome. So, you know, this is where, when I teach this method, I teach my students, you have to let your own personal integrity shine through the reading. Could I have pumped sunshine up her skirt? Sure, I could have. And then she'd have said, gee, that Deborah, she was wrong. I could have said, yes, they're going to call you and you're going to get that apartment, blah, blah, blah.
They're going to love you a long time.
I just didn't feel like that would be, well, kosher, you know?
Oh,
hey.
Oh
boy, here we go.
Hello.
All right. What's been happening
well,
in the last 2 hours?
Nothing yeah. much. I, on what I had outlined yesterday, I had a friend, we were lined up to go to Farmer's Market, and she, at the last minute, bailed out for some stuff, and that was fine. I went on my own, which was even better. I like to go by myself to places because it's just nicer. You meet more, and you're free to roam, and it was
yep.
a lot of fun. Danced out in the middle of whatever, the little courtyard, while there was music. There were other friends dancing side by side. We were having a great time.
Oh,
and
cute.
I ran.
That's at a
yeah.
farmer's market?
Sure, why not?
Music. There was live. There's always live music. And I talked to friends I hadn't talked to. Of course, my neighbor
dancing
and his friend were there. Sorry?
Say dancing
my neighbor
with the-
with the vegetables instead of dancing with the spiders.
Oh,
all
yeah,
right, anyway.
Dancing with the vegetables, yes.
Pick up your favorite cucumber.
Or eggplant.
Yeah. And doing a thing or two with the cucumber, that's for sure. So my neighbor and his friend were there, and I just tried to avoid them. I guess they left earlier, went down there, and then my plan was, because I know a lot of people here, and I just didn't want to be encumbered, and people have been telling me, you have to be seen by yourself, you know, that's how you're going to get.
That's true. If you're always glued to somebody's side, nobody's going to approach you. That's a fact.
Nobody's going to approach you. Yeah, or they think whatever they think. So
yeah,
I was, and then eventually we ran into each other, and there was no avoiding. And he got a little pissed off at me because he came toward me to hug me. And I said, I thought we weren't going to hug anymore. And then he got so mad. And I said, look, okay, I'm just joking. And then he came back and we're hugging, and his friend was hugging. And they wanted me to do something with somebody that they found at the market, some non-profit that was trying to get started. And I said, no, I'll talk to you guys later. And I think my neighbor was a little miffed, but wanted to do my own thing. And it was a great social time. It was really fun. And I'm sitting here being exhausted. So I'd like to get out and do, you know, and I had a friend over for dinner last night, and I called a guy just now, and I asked him what's going on around town tonight, and he's an artist, and he was telling me this or that or that or this, not anything major. So I'm trying. I'm really trying. I'm feeling a little sad. And I am missing Dee. I'm sorry. Sorry, what do the cards? And he's not here. He and his pal are out doing whatever. What do the cards say, Deb?
I guess he's done yelling at his buddy, huh?
I guess so.
I guess that was a one-time thing.
But too bad you couldn't have gotten three words out of that.
Yeah. That would have been very, very interesting. The fly on the wall thing would have been great, but. It is what it is. Whatever it was, obviously it wasn't that big of a deal. They're out running around.
Go ahead, and I'll tell you.
He's a longtime friend of his, and I mean, he made a special trip. So I guess they're trying to, you know, they're probably out having, you know how guys are. They're probably out having a great time. I mean, I'm making plans with some other friends. We're all going to have a potluck here and then go downtown within the next couple of weeks to do something. And then, I'm really hacking away at it in between my own personal commitments, but I'm sad right now. I am sad.
She's melancholy, Deb.
Melancholy.
She's melancholy.
Well, Catherine on here is saying that it's pretty cool, Lisa, that you're hobnobbing with the other guys.
That's an interesting choice of words.
Hobnobbing.
But anyway, back to the cards.
Well, boy, oh boy, look at this. I see your sadness. You know, this relationship is coming to a conclusion for you with that neighbor. And there is sadness in it. You've had a lot of good times. But if you look at all you have to be grateful for with him, I mean, he was there to embrace you as soon as you arrived. You know, this man really has shown himself as a really good friend for you. But it is coming to a close.
Sometimes.
And the reason why, you ask?
Why, Deb?
It's right here.
Right here, right now?
Oh, my God. I feel like Janice on Friends. Oh, my God. Just one of the characters. You have a massive love coming to you. Really big. I mean, what?
Is that the one you saw a while ago, too?
Who?
Love.
Yes.
Okay, I'm just asking. I was wondering if somebody knew.
No, she's got a situation where you have that King of Diamonds that I told you about, who is coming but isn't here yet. And I'm going to tell you, he doesn't maybe look like it. He doesn't live like it. But that guy is wealthy beyond any of our dreams, this guy coming. That's the one I've been telling you about for a long time. He's not here yet. But the other one that that you spoke with at the club the other night, he doesn't want to just be a friend. He wants more than that with you. Oh, look at that. She's got two.
Two.
Count them. Two.
Right.
So.
Isn't a penis in the hand better than two in the bush?
I don't know. Can you get two in the bush?
I'm just saying. I mean, she's got two coming, but she's got to make sure she gets a hold of one of them, right? I guess whichever one's first, maybe it'll be the first one that comes a-knocking, because they're probably not going to show up simultaneously. It could happen, right?
Well, I still think the guy that you pay your services to or
what?
Whatever the deal is, what does he do? He sells cable or...
What are you talking about?
No, God, no. No. It's you, no. You know, we have City Hall, and every community there's City Hall, right? And
yeah,
so you have to pay for, if you own property, you have to pay for garbage and stuff like that.
The place we can take care of. Yeah, it's
okay.
Yeah,
so he works there.
It was at a federal.
I don't know if he works there. I don't know if he works there. The whole office is one conglomerate.
Really?
It's one office. It's one big building that houses a lot of different departments.
Oh,
I just know he's either in middle management or upper management because of the way he was walking around in a suit and talking to people and everybody, you know, the secretaries are all sitting at their desks.
So that's where you noticed him, but you have no idea what his actual job is. Roger that. You could. You said you were thinking of bringing some vegetables from the farmer's market.
You
know what? Like a bouquet of edibles all made out of cucumbers.
Standing
up.
Yes.
Oh, I like it. Well, maybe a couple little mini tacos in there, too, you know?
I think that cucumbers are very suggestive.
I don't want nobody bringing me a cucumber. I'm a guy.
And a couple of bananas for good measure.
Chiquita bananas.
You just want some mini tacos.
International shout out to Laura in Canada. All right,
Laura.
Right.
I have to tell you, I really think that this guy is your door opener. The one that's local there at the conglomerate. What did you give him an initial?
I didn't find out his name. I'm not sure. I kept asking someone, who is that? Because I wanted to, I wasn't even interested in him like that. I was just trying to find out who was there. I don't think she was understanding. There was a wall blocking her view.
Maybe that opportunity will come again if you have to go down there.
Well, he's thinking about you. And he feels like you friend-zoned him right away. And he'd rather not be in the friend zone. He's ready. Hey, listen, he's ready to burn up the sheets with you.
He'd rather be in the end zone.
That's true. I like that.
Score a touchdown, baby. That's right. Let's do some scoring.
Right. Yeah. But your man isn't here yet. And the one that's going to really make you swoon.
Like the true love stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong with some fun stuff along the way.
That's what a door opener is.
Yeah.
A lot of times a business will have an item like a door. Like say you do windows and doors. you'll have a door that even to get it installed, you're barely going to break even. But it's to get your foot in the door so that you could say, hey, we could really upgrade here if you're interested. See what I mean? So this is your door opener to get you ready for the right man coming along.
Trying to get the engine running.
Yes. And like in The Wizard of Oz, when the Tin Man had to be oiled.
Oz never did give nothing to the Tin Man
that
he
didn't already have.
So somebody should look at that sentence sometimes and see how many, there are like 7 double negatives in there. So eventually you got to figure out what did he actually say.
He gave him a heart, didn't he?
No, you don't know. I don't care about the movie. I'm talking about that song.
Oh, well, what he didn't have.
Oz never, there's one negative, never didn't give nothing. There's another negative that he didn't. See what I'm saying? There's so many negatives in that lyrics
that we just deviated
way off Lisa's reading, but I just...
You know something else, Lisa? All of that heaviness, the drama, the up and down and sideways, all of that, bless you, from your reading.
Excuse me.
Yeah, so it's all, that's gone now. So things are leveling off for you. So, Jim, what do we
got? Yes, Deb. Oh.
What we got?
Oh, it's me. I haven't. Yeah. I have picked this out. It says positive thinking is her card.
Ooh,
positive
nice.
Thinking is vital in creating a healthy and abundant life. A positive attitude along with positive beliefs and thoughts are crucial ingredients for creating happiness. Don't worry. Think love. Love. Love is in the air.
All right.
Well, one last thought for you.
You can do it.
You remember that Laura from London who gave you that insightful reading that we discussed last night on the show?
You brought her up.
Yeah.
She feels that your man is the right one, too, for you that's coming.
Which one?
The one that isn't here yet.
You saw two, didn't you?
Yeah, the one that's here, but he's her door opener. He's her... What do they call it in the like dirty movies? Her fluffer.
Oh yeah. Okay, alrighty then.
Yeah, so he that one. It's a fluffer.
Oh boy, I don't know if we can even go on here with the rating we got right now.
I can't even imagine what he would be fluffing. Oh my.
Think about it. You want to Google that?
Yeah.
I think even for this show, I
fluffy
think that's a
fluff.
I think we can't go down that road.
I think I could say they hire women that will get a man up and running. How's that?
Off camera. So
yeah.
He's ready to rock and roll when the time comes for the actual porn movie shot.
And I wouldn't doubt they have something for women, too, to get them.
You guys probably take Viagra nowadays.
Oh, yeah, that could be. But
that was back in the day in the
lovers.
70s and 60s or mm-hmm. whatever the hell, 80s. Oh, hell, I don't know.
They were supposed to consummate the whole thing. They were just going to get them, you know, excited. And for women, maybe they have something to get them ready to go.
It's amazing how we went and talked to her about what this guy is, and then all of a sudden we're talking about porn movies now. How did we transition there?
I took you all on a road trip.
How did we get to this next guy coming up, and now we're talking about porn movies from the 60s.
It all ends up at the same end goal.
I guess
love
in
it.
Theory, we are humans. We are humans,
yes.
And that's what we ultimately end
everything
up. One way or another, that's what goes down, right?
It's facts, everything. They say you men supposedly think about sex like every 10 seconds or 20 or something like that.
Well, it depends on your job, too. Sometimes you can't think about it every 10 seconds. Anyway, well, unless you are surrounded by women, then you can think about it every 1 or 2 seconds. But.
Catherine's saying they were permanently stationed on the, I don't know what that means.
On the on-deck circle.
On-deck.
That's a baseball term. On deck.
Oh, is it?
A little circle where you're on deck. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right, anyway. All right, we got to move, Deb.
All right, honey. We need another
update. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Absolutely. Hey, good luck to you.
Yes.
And I'm glad that you had a good day.
Yes.
Thank you.
They were dancing.
Take care.
Dancing at the farmer market.
You remember that one we go to, Morrison? They have music out there. People can dance.
They did. Well, nobody danced. They had a little like a tiki kind of bar set up out there with some craft beer, and they had a one man band, that guy who plays the guitar and sings, that he was there that one day on the weekend. There wasn't nobody was freaking dancing, Deb. You don't dance to those one man band guys. They're just there for atmosphere. It's nice stuff. It's very cool when you're having a beer and it's nice out and this guy, a little live music is cool, but it wasn't dancing.
Okay.
I hate to burst your bubble. Are we ready?
Oh,
you're busy. You're playing on the computer, so. And then our list has exploded. Yeah. Oz never did nothing for the Tin Man, and he didn't. Oz never did, never did give nothing to the Tin Man. He didn't already have.
He gave him a heart, but he said.
I'm not talking about, this is the freaking song, not what happened on the goddamn movie, Deb. He did give him a freaking heart. But the song, you're wondering if, are they saying that he already had a heart? Or are they not saying that because there's so many negatives in that line? That's the thing about it. You get
it?
Right. Get it?
Move along there, Charlie.
We have another call, man. We have 150 billion of them. Let's go to the next one, which is 301. Selena Mary, Marilyn, 301. Welcome to the show.
Hello there.
Hey, Deb and Jim. How are you guys?
Who dis?
This is Diane.
Hi,
Diane. It hasn't been that long.
Hi, we're doing rather well, considering that we had the virus from hell this week.
We have, but we didn't get it simultaneously, so that's actually worked out.
Yes. So what's new and exciting in your world?
I'm recovering and she's dying, so.
Well, you both sound pretty good.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Well, I had a strange occurrence happen, and I thought you two were the perfect ones to help me out with it.
Was it paranormal?
Not quite. I was just trying to make it sound like really good, but
it's really cool.
Ago, go ahead. Well, you know, it helps to make it interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. We like it.
Sure.
About a month ago, I got a visitor. It was a man in a uniform, kind of looked like a Marine, so uniform or something like that. He looked official. Clean shaven.
Okay.
And he knocked on the door. So he didn't look threatening. I answered the door. And he asked for somebody who'd never lived there. Let's just say, John Doe here. I'm like, there's no John Doe here. There's never been a John Doe here. You know, how can I help you? He says, oh, well, I'm looking for this person. So he shows me this paper, which basically is like something you would print off of Google with my address on it and just the name John Doe. So we chatted for a few minutes, and I told him, no, I'm, the only homeowner here. I'm not sure I can help you. And after about 10 minutes, he left. So it wasn't until after he left that I said, that was strange. And then I remember he didn't have any, like, you know how military people have all these decorated things on their shoulders and braids? I wonder if that was fake.
That was what?
Fake.
Oh.
Like a fake guy. So that's in the back of my mind.
It depends. Now, first of all, the military, it depends on what uniform you're wearing. A lot of their regular uniforms don't have a lot of schnaz all over them either, so that depends. What branch of the military was it?
It looked like Marines. Aren't those the ones that wear the blue pants and the, like the white, But
was
the other thing was he was driving a dump of a car. Like, if it was an official visit, he would have had, like, a nice government car.
Well, he would have had a government
car.
He was
driving a beat-up van.
He was driving a what?
So.
Beat-up van.
It was a beat-up van. Like,
it was beat-up. Oh.
Yeah, it was beat up. It was a horrible condition, an old van.
Yeah, you never know. So you want to know what this could have been?
Yeah, but the other piece is a couple of days ago, I saw a man pull up to my house in a white car. So this time I didn't answer the door. I just looked out the window. Now, it could have been the same guy. I'm not sure because I saw him from a distance out my second floor window. He rang the doorbell 3 times. He had a piece of paper in his hand. And then he kind of went into the backyard and peeped in the backyard, looked around, stayed in his car for about 2 minutes, then he drove off. So do you guys, can you guys help me with who's creeping around my house? Is it the same person or what?
Interesting. You don't have a Ring doorbell, do you?
No, I don't.
But it wouldn't hurt to get one.
Oh, well, you know what? Next time, you know what? You do not be afraid. Anytime you have, first of all, I don't answer the door for squat, but if I do answer the door, you can have your phone and take, click, click, take a picture of the son of a bitch right there in front of him. He's got nothing to hide. If he's got something to hide, he's going to have a problem with that, but he's got nothing to hide. Okay. Hey, stand by. Smile. You're on candid camera, mother chicken. And if, oh, what do you care about taking a picture if you're legit, right? Yeah. We got a Ring doorbell. I like them. I think it's cool because you can actually talk on your phone and say, hey, dude, I'm busy right now. I'm cleaning my shotgun right now. I can't come to the door. I got my shotguns all out on the table. I'm cleaning them. You know, you can like let them know, hey, I don't want to talk to you, basically.
I'm going to say to you, please don't interact with him again, okay?
Right.
I'm not saying that you're in danger at all, but I do feel that this was pretty bogus. And I'm not really sure what the motive was.
Right. Yeah, there's something negative at the end of this.
And it would behoove you to get yourself a device. There's all different.
There's different ones.
They call it Nest. And
yeah, they got some really cool one. I haven't looked at the price yet. That actually, you can, if you have a front porch light, you can screw right up there, and it's actually, you can actually move the camera. That was probably a lot more. But that is badass. But even the Ring doorbells are pretty cheap. We have,
you know,
front
even
and back.
When you go to the door
and they'll see it,
and you've opened it. Now you're at their mercy that they could just shove
they
you
could
back.
They could push that door right in. And
then they're in your home. Okay. I'm not saying this guy was up to no good, but he wasn't real. I agree with Laura. And, we have a lady, Laura from England, on Facebook, and she's too. He is fake.
Yeah, and it's better safe than sorry. I'll tell you, when you have that Ring doorbell and they see that, a lot of times they already know my face just got recorded. They might even turn around.
Or they're destroying them too.
Well, but if they see that, as soon as they see that, they know, and they're like, oh, I just got recorded. I'm on a cloud. I better not interact with this house if I plan on breaking in when they're gone or something, because my face has been recorded.
Okay, Laura, on our Facebook page where we are live streaming, she is saying, please ask this lady this question, and that's you. She said, tomorrow morning, she said, go to see if your bins have been moved.
What bins?
Like garbage, like trash bins. Look for chalk marks, pen marks, or a small spray paint mark on her walls. Walls? She's on the second floor. So I don't know how they get up there.
You're not on the second floor, right? You have a two-story dwelling, don't you?
Yeah, that's right. You're right.
Okay. She was on the second floor the second time she saw somebody come up.
Yeah, just go and investigate and see if you have been. Another thing that I've read about and have spoken of in the past briefly, watch if you ever find like a zip tie or some kind of like a tissue on your door handle. And it's a sign that you've been marked for something. They think it's got a connection to sex trafficking, something like that. So if you ever see that, call the police. Don't get in your vehicle. Get them out there. Yeah.
I mean, you could call them anyway. You have nothing to lose. You can't call 911, but you can call their non-emergency numbers. Okay, I've had this going on, and they'll compile that data, and if there's a lot of stuff going on in other neighborhoods, other people call in, they'll start investigating and you know, putting feelers. Like,
that is so true.
I would, you know what, if I were you, I would
we don't want to scare you.
I don't want to scare you, but I would never answer that damn door if I didn't know who the hell it was if I were you. There's no reason. Unless I know some guy's coming to give me a $20,000 check, whoever it is can call me, send me a letter. If I don't know him, to hell with you, you know?
Yeah.
You know, it just kind of drives me crazy, though, wondering what in the world he wants. So you guys think it was the same guy, too?
They think it wasn't legit, but Deb isn't seeing that it's like you need to get a witness protection or anything, but you need to be cautious.
Yeah.
Be smart.
Okay.
Don't open that door for him or anybody else like that again if you don't know him.
Now, my personal, my perception from your cards is that I think he was actually looking for somebody, a man. Because remember he asked you about a name?
It could have been like a private detective type person.
Oh, it could have.
Could have been a private detective. Could have been a looking for somebody. Somebody owes somebody money. There's child support, DNA, something like that. And those private detectives think they're pretty slick. You know, they keep project. I'll put this uniform on. But you pulled up in a piece of crap van, dumbass private detective. So he's probably not one of the good ones out there, you know. But something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, you know, take that as a caution to the wind.
Mm-hmm.
Caution.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, and I don't see any harm coming to you, you know, anything like that. But be cautious and get yourself, ring or whatever. Get something like that.
Yeah.
It's super easy to install, and you can have it right on your phone. So if you aren't even home, you can communicate with them and say, yes.
You don't tell them you're not home.
No, but you can say, what is it you need or
you
want?
You can just say, me and my brother are right now cleaning our guns right now. We can't come to the door. So
yeah.
Yeah, good idea.
And they don't like to get interrupted when they're cleaning the shotgun, so we probably should go.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome, Jay. All right, real quick, All right, I don't like this angel card. Interesting. We know what we're going to go with this one. No, it wasn't bad. It was weird. We just gave it to somebody, too, so I think that's
Well, can you tell us anyway, since you pulled it?
Sure.
Can you tell us? Maybe tell us both.
I always say that after I put it back in the deck. There it is. Okay, here it is. No, that's the one I got now. It was divine intervention, and I don't know where it went. I don't like you, divine intervention.
The cards or what?
No, there it is. All right, here's the one I pulled. I thought it was weird. Divine intervention, that's the one I pulled. It says, you may feel frustrated because something stalls or comes to a standstill. Oop, stay still. Progress seems painfully slow, yet this is a blessing. It is divine intervention at work. When the timing is right and when the timing is in perfect harmony, all will come to fruition. I'll say it right this time instead of fruition.
Mm-hmm.
That's
okay.
And another thing that came to me, process servers will often show up. Like if you would have been that person who answered the door, he's dressed as a military man, but he could hand you this thing and say, you've been served.
But you weren't who he was looking for.
No, you weren't. So
the name he'd probably throw out is somebody he likely is really looking for.
Probably.
And maybe he got a bad lead and said, went on the internet, did some stupid stuff on the internet.
See,
this
as a lesson for yourself.
Be
cautious, you know.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, the few bad apples out there ruin it, and some of those apples are really bad.
Yeah, they are.
Be careful.
I will. Thank you both. I appreciate your time.
Please call us again sometime. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, more and more.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That was a really good call.
It was, actually.
Because that can be important to others who are listening.
Yeah, and there's no reason. And even, I wouldn't even open the door. And a lot of times, they can ask little questions that seem harmless, but they're gaining information. And if they come to the door a lot and only a woman answers, in their brain it's like, only a woman lives here.
Years and years ago, I used to run a daycare facility, and I always kept all the doors locked. And whenever somebody rang the bell, those children would all go running, and I would say to them, we are not opening the door until we know who's
out there.
Yeah,
they would try to
open
the door because they assumed it was one of their parents.
I kept waiting for these crops to start emptying all daycares, you know, and take these children to the Thailand or wherever it is that they do all that pedophilia. So, you know, I taught those children, never do that. Yeah, is there somebody?
Well, how would I know? I'll ask. We have people everywhere. Here, on hold. We want to Bradley.
Yeah,
my computer is not happy. Facebookers, we're going to quickly shift the floor over to you. If you can do a messenger audio video to Deborah Lee, that would be greatly appreciated. That would be the best thing we could have. But if you can only type, then you must do so, but it's going to really slow us down.
I personally don't mind if you type it in.
She says that, but then it's like, we have all this cricket. You hear crickets? Cricket, 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 cricket.
I think Daniel left us. I could have sworn he said goodnight. From the other side of the world.
Shut your computer.
What?
Get your portal ready.
All right.
Somebody's messaging you and get
Miss
it ready.
Laura.
Yep.
Okay, I'm ready for you.
Stand by. And when the folks are watching this, they should be a good lesson answer. Go ahead and answer.
Yes, sir.
So I'm just talking to the Facebook folks. This is a good, when you watch it, it just make you encourage you
Hello.
To do the same.
Hi, how are you guys? Are you okay?
Yes, well, we're getting through it.
Well, I am actually getting way better, and she's just getting into the middle of her sickness. This is only her second day.
Oh, it is.
She's got, tomorrow's not going to be a lot better, even though she hopes so.
I hope so.
It ain't going to be.
Bless you. Yeah,
sorry.
I think I've got the same thing myself. I think there's a bit of a bug going around.
Oh, yeah.
It's the tail end of flu season. It's not over
yet.
Right. That's for sure.
Word up on that dog.
So how are you, Laura, besides fighting a bug?
No. Do you know what? I'm good. I've been productive and, I'm working along my little business. And I suppose the question was really about how my business is, how do you see the business progressing, and any message from those that have passed.
Not at all.
Of course not. Well, it's your question. You get to ask whatever you want. Yeehaw! And you can ask a couple things right up front, remember? It's all good. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeedy. Or one in the middle, however you decide. Are you going to your daylight savings time on Friday?
No, I think it's actually happening this evening, so...
Oh, gotcha. So it's Saturday now. Okay, they do it on a Saturday also.
Yeah, we do too.
And that's the smartest thing to do. That impacts the less amount of people. Somebody's always working, but those are the less amount of people and stuff like that. So that means they'll be back to 5 hours ahead here.
That's
right.
What is the purpose?
The purpose was way back in the day.
Well, as far as these
it's the
folks,
same purpose.
It is? For what, farmers?
Well, it was back then. The workforce. It was a lot of people, workforce, and a lot of children going to school early and late, and all this blah 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 blah. Crap. And that's what they say. I don't mind it either way. I think it's stupid, but it doesn't make me angry every time they do the late saves. I'm just like, oh, it's a waste of time. I got to turn my clocks. I'm okay. It's okay if you got all your computers and watches and all the stuff that are synced up. They change themselves. All your damn appliances, you got to go change those around. And
remember Y2K? How everybody was in a panic.
A lot of people were in a panic. Not everybody.
I have to relay them out. I made a mistake.
She made a boo-boo.
Yeah.
But you know what happens? It happens. I remember the people that were, they were silly. The banks and stuff like that had their stuff. Our personal computers, Microsoft updated everybody's lap computer, so it wouldn't be a problem. They were worried about some institutions that were using They were worried about some institutions that were using really old software that couldn't properly be updated, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody that was using any kind of modern Apple or Microsoft semi-updated product, they were updated. But, the news media does that. Oh, my God, the world's going to come to an end. It'll be chaos. We'll be out there. People will be eating people.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, exactly. You might as well set up atomic bombs. It'll be just like that, apocalypse.
Yeah, exactly. The zombie, can't say the words, but, the zombie.
The zombie apocalypse.
Yes, of course. Apocalypse. Right. And for your cards, I see that you are really going to be thriving. This could be a stellar year for you.
Wow.
Even as we're this far into it. what, there was something that I saw. No, it'll come back. Just a moment here. You are establishing clientele, which is good, and a lot of word of mouth advertising, which is tremendous. You know, it's better. It can be better than paying thousands of dollars for promoting online, and yet people talking can be your best ticket. One thing to mention here is do not try to expand too quickly. It's been studied that 4 out of 5 small businesses fail by trying to bring too much expansion into their work. So, yeah. And maybe a message here from someone. Let's see.
No, we're talking about that, but it has nothing to do with this.
No, I'm talking to Laura.
That was weird when you sent a message to somebody. It was like you're reading Facebook Live. I'm like, Dad, don't read Facebook Live. Oh, you can't because you're doing the Lord.
I'm sorry.
It really sounded weird, like you were looking at what I was reading.
Is it another scammer?
No. But look at my, I hate my change bar. Get back to Laura. Laura's important. My change bar is not. My task bar, I mean. It's stuck.
Oh, is it? I hate when that happens.
I hate when that frickin' happens.
I'm not particularly any... a special message for you, just that the cards are urging me to let you know that you have a lot of angels around you, and they often are protecting you in such a way that you think back on times when maybe you've dropped your something you were carrying and it took you a moment to bend down and pick it up. A lot of times your angels were actually helping you to miss, say, being hit by a car or something like that. So they are you have very protective angels.
That's really cool, man, to have that.
Isn't it?
Did you ever see that? I remember I showed you that show called Paranormal Caught on Camera.
Yeah.
There's like a traffic camera showing this guy, but also some weird stranger walks by and goes like this. Tap, tap, points behind him. He turns around, there's this truck goes around, this big ladder comes out, and he ducks and misses it. And he turns around to go bank the guy, and the guy's gone.
Well, the guy was...
It was like a guardian angel. Guardian angel said, tap, tap.
Or he'd have been knocked...
Oh, he would have been decapitated. He would have been a dead man.
Yeah.
It was on video. It was a really cool video. The guy's like, holy crap. They talked to him.
That's amazing.
He goes, somebody tapped me on the shoulder and said... And he actually said something. You couldn't tell because it was a security camera. He goes, behind you. And he pointed, behind him, and I don't see this truck around, this thing swinging off the truck.
Oh, that's really crazy.
Anyway, the example is guardian angels are out there.
Yeah, I believe
just one other quick question.
Sure.
I won't take too much of your time.
Okay.
Did you see anything about my sister in the cards?
Oh, now, she's one of the ones you're estranged from, correct?
Mm-hmm.
You have, these are two siblings, correct, that you have a brother?
And I have a brother and a sister, yeah, that's correct.
Well, I don't know what the situation is that has brought the three of you to this point where they are like adversaries to you. And she is not truthful. Your sister is right here.
Yeah, you're right, Deb. You're right.
She betrays you a lot to others.
She does.
You know, sometimes I wonder, Laura, if those of us that have these, but for sake of argument, we're going to call them gifts.
I wonder
what it does to our families, that it's like they want no part of it.
Yeah, no, none of it. Yeah,
yes.
None. No, absolutely. The massive pushback, like you're crazy, you're mad.
Yeah.
You know, you get these kind of words. But there's something very deep-rooted in my younger sibling. There's something there that's always been there with her. This isn't new behavior for her, you know?
You have very good gifts yourself. Are you able to tap into it at all?
Well, to be honest with you, I'd be able to, just by a pattern, would be able to predict what would be coming next. Now, I did do a read for her last Christmas, and I could see sneakiness and dishonesty, and the card could be perceived as, you know, stealing or being dishonest, snooping, that kind of energy. As it stands, I can't pick up on that energy at the moment. I do feel that my brother has some form of guilt or recollection, or it seems to be ruminating, but not my sister. And you see, I feel there's more to come. I think she's going to try and hurt me more. Yeah.
Well, deep into her childhood, my perception is that your sister was molested. And it appears to me that it was a very close family friend or a relative. And this has really skewed her perception about the world, about the people in it. And she trusts no one. So that may be something that I have to tell you. I was watching a talk show in my late 40s, I think it was. And on there, I don't know if you folks over there have ever had the TV show Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah.
Okay.
70s.
The mean girl. I forget her name. The mean. Yeah. She was on there, and she was talking about how throughout those years she was on the show, she was being molested by a family member.
Oh,
and
well.
I walked into my husband's den, and I said, oh, my God, Daryl, I just remembered something when I was a very young child. My mother used to dress my sister and I in those big frilly dresses of crinolines underneath.
Yeah, yeah.
And I had an uncle that would say, come here, Debbie, come here. Put me between his legs so that I was facing out. And that man would get up under my dress and into my little frilly underwear. And the only thing I remembered was those hot hands.
Nelly.
Nelly.
Catherine called it.
Yeah,
Catherine's
Nelly.
Like, Catherine is like, she could win like Trivial Pursuit.
And I remembered she did
on every
this.
Subject.
I know she could. She's awesome. I remembered this happened every single time that man came around, but I was maybe 4, 5. I didn't know what that was. I didn't even know, you know, what a vagina was.
You didn't know what a vagina was.
No, vagina, that's right. So this man was molesting me, and I didn't remember for 40-some years.
And that definitely happened to my sister, yeah?
I feel that. Yes, I do. And she may have buried it. Remember, as you and I were discussing last night about how we forget certain traumatic things.
Yeah. No.
And yes, and I think that this has put a real, say, a chip on her shoulder, because that trauma runs very deep inside of her. And to find out whoever this was might be really shocking, you know, for you and other members of the family. She may not ever want to discuss it. But that's what I'm picking up on her.
Thank you.
Well,
thank
Laura, like I said to you last night, I would love and would honor the opportunity at some point to work with you.
I'd love that too.
Well,
that would be fantastic.
One of my goals for the near future is I'm coming over across the pond.
Come see me.
Yes, that's right. We're going to. We will sit down and have a powwow.
Yeah,
and
fantastic.
I would love it. I absolutely would. So thank you, and I hope it's very late for you.
I'm going to bed soon. So thanks for so much.
It's a little
after
midnight.
I really appreciate it.
No problem.
Definitely. Your business is going to thrive. So if you have little hiccups along the way right now, it's just going to level out into some very good success and prosperity for you. All right, Jimbo.
All right. Your healing angel card reading is mindfulness. Be mindful of another's feelings and needs. Someone needs your love right now. The loving thought is all it takes.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That's lovely.
Somebody,
it is.
Well, but it means there's somebody she knows. We don't know. Somebody should know.
I think it's your friend. Weren't you the one that asked me about Chris? Is that your
friend?
Yeah,
that's right, yeah.
Yeah, oh, that's got to be. I think about him often.
You do?
I worry about him, yeah.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. Yeah, you're right. Your assessment is right.
And he needs to get a grip on his life. You know, it's a tremendous waste. That man has so much in him.
Yeah, he's so clever and he's so good. He just doesn't know it, and I just want him to be happy. You know,
mind is a terrible thing to waste.
He's got to put the bottle down. That's really important for him.
Oh, for sure, for sure. But listen, I better leave you guys.
All right, darling.
All right, well, thank you very much. Thank you.
And we will talk soon. Thank you.
All right.
Shall indeed.
Thanks again, guys.
Yep, thank you. Bye-bye. International shout out to Sophia from Spain.
Yes. Oh, I meant to mention to everybody.
From Spain. And is that our Louise from the UK?
Yes.
She rolls in now because she's a busy girl. Sometimes I'm not sure because we have had a bunch of Louises.
I know we have a lot.
We had a lot of Louise.
And Laura.
It was like Louise and Laura City here, let me tell you. But anyway, we love them all, though, a long time. All right, what were you going to say about Laura?
I was going to say about
Sophia.
Sophia.
My bad.
Today was so sketchy.
Sketchy? You were dead.
I had to be. I mean, right now, this is what I would call a false sense of well-being.
I checked every about 3-4 hours to make sure she was alive.
And I'm jacked up
in
on
a room.
Medicine and you name it. It's yeah.
She didn't only come out of her room for a couple of necessities.
Yes.
But that's what you got to do.
And so I
gotta
couldn't
rest.
Properly plan for Sophia. But I'm working with her where she can come in. We'll see if we can do it soon on a different day with her. We'll see what her schedule is.
We'll see if we can do it next Saturday.
Well, we already planned that. But, you know, I've often had guests on my News for the Soul show, and maybe that would be agreeable for her to come join us on Monday.
I'd like to see that.
Oh, yeah.
I think Nicole's going to really rock.
Oh, I think so.
Okay.
I think so. So, Sophia, I will be communicating with you.
Actually, you're right. She ain't going to care because you're going to still take callers.
Oh, yeah.
I just won't do this.
Right.
Because she'll be doing that.
Yes, I think it'll be wonderful.
Word up on that, dog, but you got to work that out with her, and you don't know what you're going to feel like. Monday is only, I was rough for 4 days. Remember that. Your day, too.
The thing is, this reminds me of COVID.
We've had
it 2 or 3 times in the past, and it comes in waves.
Pretty sure that's what this is. It's like there's different strains now. It's mellowed out. Pretty sure because of the headache. I never, ever, 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 ever. Thinks I'm probably lying. I don't get headaches.
And it's a weird headache. Every morning I wake up with this headache. But it's not like a migraine. It's different. And you get these chills and the hot, what do they call it? The sweats.
I didn't really get all that. Everybody's different. Everybody's different.
Upper respiratory
different.
And
I didn't really have that. I just
brain
had
fog. Yeah.
I had the sinuses. Now it's all drained down and I'm coughing it out because I'm actually pretty much over it. I just got to get myself
a little bit. He thinks he's bulletproof. But when he goes down, and he's been going down on his bed a lot, I know he's not feeling good.
I worked half days at least. I never took a whole day off. At least I worked half days the whole week.
And also one of the reasons we have to quit early is something is up with my dental device.
Really?
Yeah, I may have to go back there on Monday. I don't know.
Monday?
We'll have to see. Yeah.
Also, we also have to bring in a whole bunch of delivery on our porch.
Oh, lovely.
It has arrived. Our delivery has arrived.
Yes, like Christmas.
Yeah, Christmas, except we paid for that Christmas. But yeah, it's nice to have somebody bring it to us.
So we will be with you soon. And please stay well. And if you do happen to catch one of these viruses circulating, take care of yourself.
Write it out.
It doesn't do anybody any good to keep running around where you can catch a secondary virus. That's what happened to the man that did the Muppets. What's his name? Jim Henson.
Well, yeah, he was on one of those. He was like an anti-go to the hospital person. Yeah. By the time they took him there, he waited too long.
He had.
Because you can treat pneumonia, but you can't treat it after a certain point.
Right, and he also had a virus.
Well, he had, he started out, and then it manifested into his lungs, and they can only do so much for you then.
So we're going to leave you now, everybody.
Really happy thought that we just gave you. Sorry, blog talkers.
Yes, we will get with you soon.
You know, if it was a normal Saturday night and everybody was healthy, we would have rocked on for another hour.
Yes,
but
we would have.
Deb did all she could do to get through the first hour. Sorry about that.
All right, so take care.
Roger that.
Imagine going a week without your wonderful voice. Please take care. We'll be with you very soon, 7 p.m. Eastern and 4 p.m. Pacific.
Do that.
Bye-bye now.